From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The presidential race in Mexico still is undecided. Mexico's Election Institute says Sunday's results are too close to call. Both candidates are declaring victory, but Felipe Calderón seems to have a slight lead over his opponent. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Mexico City.
Calderón appeared on the main morning talk show here and again said he has won Sunday's election.
This is a triumph for the voters. We won by a narrow margin, but we won the presidency of the republic.
Leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador made an earlier appearance on the same show. He seemed subdued, but said he is willing to fight to the last vote.
This is good for everyone. It's healthy. But let's wait. And I insist, we have to see what the final results are.
The organization that oversaw the vote said it was not going to call the election until midweek. For now, 370,000 votes divide Calderón and Obrador, but those results are preliminary. This is the narrowest race in Mexican history, and on the streets of the capital, there was worry. Near a duck pond in a Mexico City park, 77-year-old Eduardo Romo says he voted for López Obrador. He thinks it will be a fight to the bitter end, though he's not optimistic.
I think he won't win, and I knew it from the beginning that there were a great many interests here that were trying to block him from becoming president. I think there will be violence. López Obrador won't take this lying down.
Leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador was initially the man to beat in this election. Early in the race, polls had consistently shown him way ahead. The former mayor of Mexico City's platform, that the poor must come first, appealed to the 50% of Mexicans who live on less than $5 a day. But through his savvy use of the media, conservative Felipe Calderón came up from behind to chip away at López Obrador's lead. Attack ads called the leftist a danger to Mexico, and that resonated with some here. Whoever wins, they will have far less than a mandate, and Mexico will need to heal the divisions in order to move forward. Also in the park is Ignacio Acosta. He says the one good thing is that this tight election will now show that people's votes really count here.
We the people have woken up. I think instead of dividing them, this election will bring them together. We now know that we are the bosses of the politicians and not the other way around. We pay them and we choose them.
Whoever the next leader is, he says, he will answer to the people. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.